Greetings and welcome to the Mac Observer Daily Observations Podcast. It is Thursday, the 18th of June. This is 2020. I told you I'm never going to get tired of that joke. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Patrick McCarron. Hi, Patrick.
Hello.
I'm glad to have you with me. Now, you are here with me today as an iOS developer. And a person who that is your primary gig is development work. So tell people a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, so I've been doing iOS development since the early hacking days. I made a blackjack game in 2007. Holy God, that's a long time ago. especially considering how long this year has been.
Yes, I believe that puts us at 30 years you've been developing iOS.
Yeah, more years than the platform existed.
Yes.
So I've been doing that for quite a few years. I currently work for a company called M1 Finance. We're a fintech investment personal finance app. I'm the lead iOS engineer there. I lead the team of right now 2.5. Well, we have a summer intern right now. So that's great to have an additional person working with us.
Yeah. So, and of course, that all comes with the asterisk of this being June of 2020. So you're only sort of working together.
We've been fully remote since this all started. Even probably a week before it got super serious, they were like, hey, if you don't feel comfortable, don't come in. And we already work 2 days a week remote already, so we just went to the full week. And so we had a little bit of experience with it. Onboarding an intern fully remote is weird.
Onboarding. Fully remote is weird.
I've not seen her in person, at all. And we might not. She's actually still down in her college town. But it's a lot of weird different things we're figuring out as we go.
Yeah, and one of those weird things we're figuring out is what WWDC is going to look like this year. Now, you've sort of done all the all the iterations of the thing in June in California, right? Yeah. Because you've been in the vicinity of the conference itself. You've been a badge holder and an attendee of Dub Actual, which he sometimes calls it. And then you've also sort of not been there at all and just kind of hung out at home and also not attended at all and just sort of watch videos at a time.
Yeah, I've done a little bit all of it. I attended probably 5 years straight from 2008 until 2012. Mm-hmm. Those first years I was getting in every year. Then the lottery system came about. Getting in every year is also difficult in itself. For people who don't remember how it was, you'd basically had to be first in line to get a ticket.
Yeah.
And it was I remember once running across the house because my alarm went off that said the tickets were available. And I literally was halfway making breakfast and I just left it all and totally forgot about it and ran up, notified everyone on our team, tickets are available, hop on. It was a little easier, even with that little bit of pressure and a lot of companies spinning up ticket watches and stuff like that. But then once I started the lotto, I have the worst Apple dev lotto luck. I've not won a lottery at all for anything from the Apple Watches to the Apple TVs that they did for a while.
Yeah.
All those dev lottos. I never win any of them. And I did actually get to go to WWDC a couple of years ago. That was not a lotto win. That was due to a partner of the company I worked for at the time, had a ticket they could actually transfer. So, but that was a one-off. I have not been back since. I've not been to the actual conference through the water, at least.
Yeah. Not had a badge. So.
Yep.
Yeah. But
other than that, 2 years ago, I think it was the first San Jose year.
Yeah. And you've been in the vicinity because.
Yeah. Quite a few times.
The reason you are here is because I met you last year when you were there.
Yes.
So. So what's the experience like to be in the room and attend a session as it happens versus watching the videos, maybe in a hotel, whether it's in a hotel room in San Jose or whether you're at home, what's the difference in those two experiences? Because I know, on a conceptual level, I know it's probably more interesting to be in the room, you sort of forced to pay attention. There's nothing else going on around you. The dryer isn't going off in the middle of the talk, you know, that kind of thing.
Actually, my dryer just finished, so I'm kind of glad. It would play Mary Has a Little Lamb, and the mic might probably wouldn't pick it up because it's a good mic. But if it was any other mic, you would hear it. Like, what's that music playing in the background?
Yes.
So like last year I was in San Jose without a badge. I had a badge to Layers. Mm-hmm. So I was at Layers and I wasn't watching dub videos. I watched maybe the first day stuff live. But after that, it was like, well, now how do I watch this stuff? I don't even know when the videos are coming. Mm-hmm. Hotel, we are in Airbnb, had like pretty terrible Wi-Fi, which also usually applies to hotel rooms.
Yes.
I eventually got a friend to get me like all the downloads on a USB drive because he had a badge, and the badge holders have the world's fastest Ethernet that I've ever seen for downloading stuff.
It's mind-blowing. I have borne witness to this, and yeah.
Let's transfer Xcode, and it's like done. I'm like, that can't be done. Like, already? Like, I just clicked it, and it's like already done. Like,
yeah. It takes to draw the window that it's downloading, it's done downloading.
Yeah. I don't even think transferring files on my own home network is that fast.
No.
I don't know what they're doing, but it works really well. Always bring an Ethernet adapter if you have a badge. Well, they have them out now, but.
Yeah,
I still always say that just in case.
No, you should always have one because, you know, you don't know.
You never know when you're going to need it.
Yeah.
And a flash drive so you can give it to your friend and say, hey, go hook me up with all the downloads. So last year I didn't watch many videos. Like, and then even throughout the year since then, like, I was like, okay, I'll spend a couple of days on the weekend when I get home. Mm-hmm. I watched a couple of the important ones for what I was working on. Mm-hmm. But like, or I knew that I was going to work on, then a lot of stuff I was like, I'll circle back later. I haven't. It's unless I have a need for something. iOS 13 was a weird one. Like, it was a lot of dark mode stuff, and that's what I mostly worked on, new iOS 13 only.
Okay.
I've not had any time to dive into Swift UI or any of that.
All right.
So that's, I've barely looked at it at this point. I bought books on it, still haven't read them. I need time to do it, and I just haven't found it. And not having a badge at WWDC, mm-hmm. it's harder to make you go to these sessions. And when I had a badge, I'd be there every session. Like, the most I'd ever miss is maybe the first thing in the morning if the last night was a little long.
I've heard that happen sometimes.
Sometimes. I don't think I ever got home at a decent hour any of the years there. But
well, honestly, if you did, you're doing it wrong. I mean, you know, yeah.
you meet some great people. Yep. And just hang out talking all night, and you don't have a voice the next day.
Yes.
And then
anybody who has any doubt about that should just listen to last year's WWDC interviews on Daily Observations. Because like the first day is me going, "Hi, I'm Kelly Gamon," and the rest of the week was ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
Yeah, I if I was having to do a podcast too, I'd be like drinking lemon water like the entire week. I think it was. Yep. So then, like, I also would miss Friday sessions because my flights were always on Fridays.
Yeah.
So like it was almost. I think eventually, Apple almost has no sessions on Fridays now. If they are, they're just repeats.
Yeah, I think I want to say there's a sort of a half session after lunch, and that's about it. I think for the most part, it's primarily like. The labs and things. So, you know, if you know that the reason that you want to go is because you really want to score some lab time with an engineer, like it's in your best interest to schedule those for Friday afternoon when a lot of people are heading out.
Yeah. For whatever reason, I can only get direct flights on mm-hmm. Friday afternoon or like Saturday, first thing in the morning. So I'm on one of those two flights and it's like, well, I think last time was Saturday, first thing in the morning. I remember going out Friday with all of you guys. And I was like, everyone's like, stay longer. I'm like, I have a flight in 2 hours.
No, do you know when I have to be out of bed? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think I slept that night. I probably tossed and turned a couple times and had to wake up.
I don't think so. Well, I seem to remember like texting you and being like, I really hope you're at the airport. You were like, yeah, on like 20 minutes sleep.
Yeah, I don't remember sleeping much. It was worth it, but it's also later on. I actually slept on a plane for once, which I usually don't do.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I slept that day on that plane. If I didn't fall asleep in the lounge room waiting for the flight to take off, I might have done that too.
Yeah.
I think I ran into someone, so thankfully that person can like keep me awake. Like, hey, don't. Let's make sure we make this flight, because like half of Chicago is all on the same Southwest flight, both yeah. in and out.
That makes it easier.
And we didn't plan it. It just actually we
no, it just works out that way.
On Twitter, like we just booked the same flight. Yeah, we did. Okay, cool. See you there.
Yeah.
And
I'm
fun.
Flying like, out. We got to hang out. Stupid o'clock Saturday morning. Me too. Yeah.
Yep. You can always tell who's going because of the shirts they're wearing. yes. Like they're always, you know,
yeah.
Insert name of podcast here, and they'll probably see one of those shirts, like, or the Apple WW shirts as well. You see a lot of those on flights of
yeah.
people who you don't recognize, and then you realize you don't recognize them. They're taking a connection flight from international, and here in Chicago, I'd see a lot of that.
Yeah,
because we're a hub, so they'd be like, "I want to say, hey, I've never met you before. I'm from Chicago. I'm a developer." They're like, and they like. They don't speak English. I'm like, oh, or they do very badly.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of those where I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Like, because I was like, who are you? Like, we have these meetups. You should come to our meetups. Because we have a couple different meetups in Chicago. Mm-hmm. We have NS Coder and Cocoa Heads.
Yeah.
And we also, those groups are like basically every 2 weeks, one of the two meet. And normally the other thing is like you mentioned before is like, if you're not a dub, we'd be here doing a watch party.
Right.
And I guess I'm segueing into the next segment.
Yeah. Well, before we do that, I'd like to take a second. Yeah. Oh no, it's good. It's good. I'm really, I love a guest who can segue for themselves. Makes me so happy. But what I want to do first is just talk for a minute about Devon Technologies. They're our sponsor this week. They develop an app called DevonThink. DevonThink helps you edit, organize, and file the information fire hose that is your life. For most people, now that you're working at home all the time, unintentionally, that information can come at you twice as fast. So one of the great things about DevonThink is that it will let you put all of that stuff in one big pile, and then DevonThink's artificial intelligence will help you sort that out. If you are a super organized person, which I am not, you can. I've seen this in action. It's not something I ever end up doing. You can organize documents into groups. You can tag them. You can do both. You can create smart rules like smart playlists in iTunes. You can use flexible reminders on documents that you need for particular things. And you can also build automation. Even if you're not a programmer, you can build automation that will take care of many parts of the workflow for you, and it will let you relegate all of those boring things to DevonThink and let DevonThink take care of it. Just for my listeners, there's a 10% discount on DevonThink 3 or on an upgrade license. So even if you're eligible for upgrade pricing, you can get a bonus 10% off at devontechnologies.com, D-E-V-O-N technologies.com/TDO. That's 10% off a full version or off your upgrade license. That's devontechnologies.com/TDO. And I would like to thank them for sponsoring the show today. Now, Patrick, we were pivoting into the next piece of kind of what we wanted to talk about. So I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you a little bit about this year. That's kind of where we were headed, is what it's going to look like now.
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of this is unknown for me. So like, as I was saying, like we used to do watch parties here in Chicago. We would like either get a company to sponsor hosting a location, mm-hmm. or yeah, that's pretty much the way we do it. I don't know what the or was. But yeah, so we'd host a location and we'd meet in the evenings, and we would then look through the videos that were collected so far from that day, which is actually a pretty good way to do it. And then pick from those videos of like, what do we want to watch as a group? Like whoever showed up get to kind of like pull each other like, hey, I'd like to watch this. I'd like to watch this. Mm-hmm. And they worked out really well because it was also a good way to force yourself to watch the content.
Sure.
Because you're like, okay, we're going to meet up. It's like a book club, but you're watching it together. And that worked out really well in the past. And I wasn't even sure if I was going to go this year. I was kind of back and forth on the fence. And I was starting to plan like, hey, maybe we can host this at my company. We have a great meeting room. We can just throw people in or even in our office itself where we host some of the meetups. Mm-hmm. Like we could host it and just hang out every night for the entire week.
Yeah.
As things started changing, we quickly noticed that we're not going to be able to do this. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's just not feasible. Even now that, so our office is actually opening, but we couldn't, you know, it defies all the rules to have a large gathering of more than so many people.
Sure.
Even if it was like five of us, it feels like too many for an indoor spot.
Yes. I agree.
I started thinking, well, now that outdoors with masks are getting more appealing in Chicago, maybe we could find a place that has a patio. Which would be a nice idea.
Yeah.
It was a nice idea, but yeah, in the end, it makes a lot of people uncomfortable, including myself. So I think we're just going to do it from home and figuring out what that is. Monday is pretty easy because Monday is always the same thing. It's the keynote, then the State of the Union.
Yeah, it's sort of the headline pieces, right?
Yeah.
And then that sort of, for people who aren't necessarily familiar with the conference, even if you look at the schedule for what all of the sessions are, the only things that you will see as sessions are Monday morning, the keynote presentation, live with Tim Cook, the thing that you see on the news that comes out of WWDC every year. And then the Developer State of the Union. Those are the only two things that are publicly announced before the conference actually starts. And then I think it's at the end of the keynote is sort of when the conference, when the actual session names and session rooms and everything all go live. So that's when you find out, now that all of these things have been announced, now I can see, you know, the year they announced HomeKit, then you could go into the developer app on your phone, of course, and you could see when all the HomeKit sessions were going to be, and, you know, when PasswordKit and HealthKit and all these things, like once these tech, you know, when the Apple Pay sessions were going to be, when that was something that was announced. So you don't really, you kind of don't know what you're going to go and do at WWDC until after the keynote is over. So then sort of like at lunchtime, you go and sit down and figure out what sessions you need to be in and how to make that work.
Yeah, precisely. So now we don't even know like how we're getting the sessions on those other days. I've heard talk of either that we're going to get them all in one dump or they're going to be divvied out throughout the week. But I mean, even just reading this, it doesn't really tell me much.
Yeah, like, the best we could figure from the press release when we went over it was that the keynote will be live. Yep. And Developer State of the Union will be available on demand, it says in the press release.
I listened to that comment you made about that. I'm like, oh, that's a good way to actually indicate that that's probably not live.
And then also, it sort of sounds like each day's sessions are going to go up somehow that day. So like every morning, here's the dozen new videos for today or something like that was kind of the impression that I got. From the invite email that went out to everybody. So
if they drop them in the morning, that'd be great. Cause then I can plan out my day around, okay, here's what's available today. And I'm sure we'll get a schedule on Monday of at least like what sessions are coming and what day.
Yeah. I think that's what's going to happen is it's just going to be a sort of easier. It's going to be easier because it's not overwhelming because all the sessions aren't happening at once. And so that, like, you know, as like the schedule will slowly fill in over time. And I think that's probably going to be a little less overwhelming.
Yeah. And I kind of like that idea because it'll match with me because I actually do have to get some work done next week. Mm-hmm. I initially had the week off, but due to a project I was working on, I couldn't quite finish in time. I'm not going to be able to finish by Monday. So I might as well, you know, get it done over the next week as well.
Yeah.
And which would be a lot harder if I was at DubDub. So I'm kind of thankful that I'm home.
True. Yeah.
It's just a matter of now of like figuring out, hey, what happens on Monday? Like Monday tells us everything. And that'll kind of set up like the tentpole things that I want to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's what I want to see. Over the next few days, and I'll earmark those sessions and like, okay, I'll watch that on this day, watch that on this day. And I'm going to actually try to set time that I sit down and just watch session videos, nothing else, take notes.
Yeah.
Like I'm at the session and try to force myself into that.
Yeah.
Cause otherwise I know if I'm doing something else, like working while I'm watching it, it won't soak in. I know how my brain works. I just need to stick to a plan and do like at least watch two videos a day, if not more.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm setting myself at a minimum of two just because I'm being realistic.
And you've said it out loud on the internet. So now we're going to hold you to it.
Yes.
So stay tuned for Patrick and Kelly's Study Buddy podcast for WWDC next week.
I was thinking I'm definitely taking notes for my team to relay, hey, there's stuff you might want to check out that'll be interesting or whatever, mm-hmm. to at least point them to videos with a little bit more context around the ideas.
Yeah.
So,
and I think something that's going to be very interesting is something that presumably is going to happen sort of as we're recording this a little bit before that, but sometime Thursday, the developers forums are going to go live in their new improved format, whatever that might be. And so we will definitely want to hear your feedback on that, because now it's something that's, I believe, open to the public, and I'm not sure what the interactivity is going to look like with those. So definitely, if you check them out and want to find out if you have a strong opinion about it, or if you would like to find out our opinions about it, you can email us at observations@macobserver.com. You can get us at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. Patrick, I do look forward to finding out the stuff that you're going to find interesting out of WWDC this year. You can, obviously, listeners, you can stay tuned to Mac Observer. We are not on the ground this year because nobody is, but we will definitely be talking to other people. We will be highlighting some of the stuff that we find interesting. And Patrick, if this was not too terrible, maybe you might be interested in coming back, following up with us on what you did find interesting once everything is over with.
I could possibly do that.
That would be great. All right. That's going to do it for us. Thank you so much, Patrick, for being with me today and talking to me about DubDub and what it's going to look like. I appreciate that.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. And I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.